my novel, Safely Home, I'm just going to read to you the dedication, because that dedication briefly tells a story about some people that we spent some time with, Gladys and Esther Staines, my daughters, and my wife and I had dinner with her in San Diego with Gladys and her daughter Esther about 4 years ago, and decided to dedicate this book to them and also to Gladys's husband and two other children. To Graham Staines, who left his home in Australia to serve lepers in India for 34 years. To Philip Staines, age 10, and Timothy Staines, age 6, who at half past midnight on January 23, 1999, as their father held his arms around them, were burned to death by a mob in India, murdered because of the Christ they knew and served. To Gladys Staines, who continues to minister to lepers, and who said to all of India, this was a quote that was on the front page of all the newspapers in the country, "I am not bitter or angry. I have one great desire, that each citizen of this country should establish a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who gave his life for their sins." And to Esther Staines, Graham and Gladys' daughter, then age 13, her statement was also on the front page of all these newspapers. She said, quote, "I praise the Lord that he found my father worthy to die for him." Now, where do you suppose that girl got her theology? From some faithful parents passing on an incredible perspective. I just exchanged an email last week with Gladys. She was telling me again of how the painting that is inside the cover of Safely Home that my friend Ron DeCiani painted, we sent her a copy of the painting, and it hangs in her home. And she's in India ministering to lepers in the name of Jesus, just a few miles from where three of her family members were murdered, faithfully serving Christ. And in the email, she said, "I've been thinking about heaven a lot lately." And so should we all. Now, there's two reasons I tell you this story. One is, these are the kinds of stories that we need to know and that we need to hear, so that then it really sheds a light on things like 2.5%. And even 10% of our income in the wealthiest society that's ever existed is an incredibly small amount. And ultimately, the shameful level of our giving comes out of a life where things have mass and mass has gravity, and it holds us in orbit around it, and we have got to break out of it. But the only way we can is to shift our center of gravity to the ruler of the universe, the only one who is God, the only one who is worthy to open the scroll. He who purchased men for God from every tribe and nation and language. And when he's the center of your life, the center of your gravity shifts over here. All of a sudden now, your life goes in orbit around him, and the way that happens, a way that happens, is because your heart follows your treasure, and the more you give your treasures to God, the more your heart is with God. You want a heart for missions? Give to missions. Your heart will follow your treasure. You want a heart for IBM or Microsoft? Buy up shares of them. I don't mean that it's wrong to buy up shares in the stock market. I'm just saying it's a reality. You buy up shares of something and you have vested interest in it. Buy up shares in the kingdom of God. Well, that's exactly what the Staines family has done. And that's exactly the kind of model, the kind of history that we need to know and that we need to be able to follow.